Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Alan Ellis again. We're talking about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And if you were calling this hour and are used to hearing our producer, Pat, Pat's out today. He's taking a little break, and, you know, his friendly voice will be replaced by that of Chris Claproth, who also has a friendly voice. Indeed. How you doing, Chris? Long time no see. You look great. What, you had about another 2 inches to that mustache since I saw you last time? What look are you going for there? Are you going for a look, or you have somebody you're just a personal thing? What is about now, about 9 or 10 inches long on each side? That's pretty cool. Are you going to braid it? Yeah, okay, good. Wax, braid, yeah, whatever it comes out to be. That's pretty cool. Yeah, you could be like Captain Lou Albano and put a gum band on it. make a little twist in and put a gum band on it. Tell my age, folks. Captain Lou Albano. I guess maybe we ought to give a attaboy for somebody who calls in and knows who Captain Lou Albano is. What do you think about that? So, my knowledge is broad and wide, but not very deep. I know a little bit about a lot of stuff. Trivial Pursuit. Yeah, I like that game. Mm-hmm. And I like pursuits that aren't so trivial. Yeah, I'm not saying much, but I'm a little crazy here this morning. But, folks, we would appreciate your phone call to end this madness, and then we'll talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM 680. I mentioned earlier the first hour that Diamond Jim was scheduled to be tagged in the Maryland Fishing Challenge on Thursday, but high winds and small craft advisories prevented that from happening, so it's been rescheduled again. The tagging of Diamond Jim ceremony has been postponed till this coming week, and we'll see how that goes, and then we'll start talking about that next week. Our buddy Marty Gary from Department of Natural Resources, the fisheries ecologist, was going to join us this morning, but called in and said, let's do that next week, and then we'll have something to talk about. So here we go. Lou Albino. No, it's not. Lou Albano. That's pretty close. Tony, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Alan. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Excuse my throat. I got a little bit of a allergy thing going on.
That's all right.
Well, here's a trivia question, too. What very popular video did Lou Albano appear in, music video?
He was in one of Cyndi Lauper's music videos. What was the song? Let me think. Was it Material Girl?
No, that's Madonna.
Oh, Madonna. Yeah, no. What was it?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That's right. Yeah.
The father. That's right.
And I knew it was Lou Albano, but I didn't know the name. I knew it was Cyndi Lauper, right?
Right. Yeah. He was obviously the wrestling manager. But here's a trivia question.
He was a wrestling manager, but who did he manage?
Oh, gosh.
Ah!
That's a good question. I don't know. Well, it wasn't Hulk Hogan. That was before Hulk Hogan's time, I believe.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't remember.
All right.
Well, here's a question for you, too. You're not from Baltimore.
Nope.
Because you said gum bands.
Yep. Pennsylvania. At least I didn't say what my mother used to say. Rubber gum band. Yeah.
Well, you're either from Eastern Ohio or Western Pennsylvania.
Western Pennsylvania.
Where, are you really from Western Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm from Beaver County. Where are you from?
Blair County, Altoona.
Blair. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there you go. There's our trivia things for this one.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, Tony. Thanks, man. Right, bye-bye. There we go. Let's talk to Walt in Catonsville. Morning, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Alan. The gentleman before me just stepped on my glove.
No, that's all right. He was a wrestling manager, but who did he manage?
I don't know. I do recall him. I think he got Cyndi Lauper got her start through Lou Albano.
Part of it,
with his
yeah.
Antics in the square ring.
Could be.
I truly believe that.
Yeah.
She was involved in acting out when he was managing, and I could see him up there Raising Cain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he was in her video. I do remember that. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Yeah, I didn't remember which one it was. So. All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
All right, man. Thank you. See ya. Here goes Walt. Oh, hey. Throw one name out there and people all know who it is. How about that? That's pretty funny. Hey, by the way, folks, I did talk to, just so you know, coming up this fall, again, talk to the folks at CVA. Going to make some muzzleloaders available for us. And so we can't wait to start talking about that. But it's always important to go out and shoot and, work up a work up a good load for your muzzle loader this time of year. It's nothing wrong with that. Figure out what powder you're going to use. And I've pretty much, in the modern inline muzzle loaders, I've pretty much settled on my powder selection, which is now the 777 pellets. I like them for the way they work. I like them for the way they clean up. However, I will tell you this. Both the PowerDex pellets and the 777 pellets will eventually start to degrade in effectiveness, and you'll start getting some inconsistent loads, inconsistent shots with them. I'm not talking about a year or so, but I'm talking, if you've got a box of PowerDex pellets that you've had for the last 10 years, you might want to replace them. And, that would be my advice to you to do that. Shoot what you got and don't depend on those, don't depend on that rating, or those shots. If you've got an old box and you just want to go shoot it up, go ahead. Get yourself a box of lead round balls and patch them and shoot them rather than use your expensive bullets to burn up powder. And that's always a good tip. That comes from Brad Vosburgh up at Brownstone Trading Company in Westminster. Anytime you buy a new muzzle loader, the easiest way to shoot it in and practice with it is to get patched round balls and learn how to use that with black powder or one of the substitute powders, and you're not going to be burning up $1 Sabot shots with that. So just get the patched round ball and shoot it. It'll also help to take all the burrs off the rifling in the barrels and that type of thing if you shoot a patched round ball rather than the plastic covered Sabot loads. So something to think about. Let's talk to Manny in Annapolis. Good morning, Manny. How you doing? What's
Hello?
Up? Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, why did building number 7 fall down?
Oh, good God. Why did building number 7? Manny, are you actually serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, Manny, I don't know the answer to that question. I have no clue. Goodbye. Claude, you there? Where'd Claude go? Claude? Hello? Okay. There we go. Ah. Why did building number 7 fall down? I don't know. Is Claude back? All right, we'll get him back here in a second. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our number. 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number from, we're not... this is not conspiracy theory radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. You want to talk about guns? We'll talk about guns, but I'm not going to talk about conspiracies. All right. Now we'll talk to Claude. Thanks for holding on, Claude. How are you doing, buddy?
All right, buddy. I'm not going to talk about conspiracies.
Thank you.
The question I have for you, I was down at Clyde's Sports Shop.
Yeah.
And with this new gun stupid thing that they got,
mm-hmm.
If you buy the gun now,
right,
you don't have that B fingerprinted.
Right. Right. Exactly. It's October 1.
Oh, it's October
1.
Because
mm-hmm.
he had an F&N gun. You like them?
Yeah, they're okay.
For automatics?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a semi-automatic?
Yeah, I know what it is. Sure.
They're a good weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned him all the time. He said, I should have paid it. I paid a bill. I started laughing.
Well, he does. That's how people get on the show. You know why they do that? Because they know that I talk about them, and the people listen, and the people respond,
Right.
So.
I don't know what that one guy was talking about this morning. He was really wound up.
Oh, right? I know. So what was your question there, Claude? Just the question about the guns? That was it?
Yeah, basically, yeah, because I was just curious because they're saying you can't have these high-capacity magazines, but
right.
the rounds that he, the gun that he was going to sell me has like three 14 round magazines.
Well, there you go. Go ahead. I'd buy that one. So.
Well, I'm going to get it before the gun ban. That's
well, yeah, go. You better head down there now.
But it's like 8 weeks waiting time.
At least, yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be 7 days, and that's why the gun groups are suing the state police.
Right, but the stupid thing is, if it's 7 days, then you should legally be able to possess the weapon on the 8th day, am I correct?
That is correct.
But they won't release it to you.
That is correct.
Why won't they release it to you?
Because they don't want the hassle. Because if you don't meet the background check, what happens is
right.
The state police come to your house and get the gun. And then it goes back to the dealer.
Right.
So they don't want the hassle. So they're holding on to the gun and make sure your background check clears. And then you can release it and they're off the hook.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, I got a permit anyway, so I'm not worried about that.
All right. Well, good.
Okay, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
Claude. Happy Memorial Day. And let's remember all the soldiers.
Yes, that's exactly right. Thanks, Claude.
Okay, buddy.
Bye-bye. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Why did Building 7 fall down?
Owing to gravity, it could not fall up. Thank God for the Internet. Without it, all those poor little rumors would die in their crib.
Best answer I've heard today, Mark.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. But you just provided it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So it solves that. Have a good weekend
you
and a good Memorial Day.
You do the same, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm tickled. All right. Well, hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I just wanted to ask you a question about taxidermy, back to what you were talking about earlier. I was in an antique shop, and I stumbled across this conversation. These guys had a deal going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys sold something over the Internet, as people do these days. And it was a large amount of money. It was like $2,000. So I was curious. I know the guy that runs the place. I'm not mentioning any names.
Right.
But I said, what was that all about? And the guy says, well, you going to keep your mouth shut? And I said, yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know nothing. Well, anyway, he goes over to the corner, and he's got this object under a big black cloth, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that they sold. And he whips the thing away, and it's a beautiful stuffed, by a good taxidermist, from the quality, Canadian timber wolf.
Ooh, okay.
But then he went into this whole thing about, you know, you got to be real careful about selling this kind of stuff. And I didn't know if there's any specific laws about what you can take to the taxidermist and what you can't, you know.
Well, let me just, okay, here's the short answer. You want the short answer?
Yeah.
Okay, the short answer is you cannot take any federally protected species other than waterfowl to a taxidermist. You can't take hawks, you can't take owls, you can't take eagles. All right?
Okay.
All right, you can't do that. But in Maryland, it is illegal to sell deer antlers, particularly white-tailed deer antlers, and I'm assuming sika deer antlers here in Maryland, or any animal parts coming from white-tailed deer. You're allowed to possess them. But, for example, if you're out walking in the woods, let's say you're shed hunting in the spring and you come across a deer carcass and it's a nice buck, nice rack, and you want to keep the rack and the head and the skull and all that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
You must call the Department of Natural Resources and get what they call a no-kill tag. Now, they're not going to charge you with anything. You're just basically going to say, hey, I found this. I found this head in the woods, and they'll send you a no-kill tag. It's very similar to the tag you get, when you have a roadkill, and you want to take the deer. And they'll send it. Just call them, give them your address, and they'll send you one. Any of the DNR offices that are listed in your 12-13 guide to hunting and trapping, and it's on the DNR website. But if you just go out and find a shed, you can keep the shed with no problem because it's a cast off part of the deer. It doesn't. Give any appearance that, you know, you've killed this animal. You know, it's just a shed antler. It's pretty easy to tell what a shed antler is. But to possess even a skull with antlers attached, you've got to have that no kill tag.
Well, this is a.
But you're not allowed. But your tag. But your antique friend, if he tries to sell a deer head, you know, for the antlers or whatever, that is against the law.
Well, like a whole lot of other stuff, including firearms, there's a whole underground economy, I guess, in this kind of stuff.
I guess there is, but anybody legitimate knows the law and won't allow that to happen in their shop. So,
guess what? There's a whole lot of illegitimate around.
Well, I know that, brother. All right, Bob. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
See ya. Bye bye. There he goes. Do we need a break here, Chris? Or let me take one more call. We'll talk to Bruce in Delaware, and then we'll take both these calls. We'll do that. Who's been waiting the longest? Almost the same. Bruce in Delaware. Good morning. How are you? Bruce,
hello.
Yes.
Alan?
How you doing, buddy?
Okay, listen, I got an old Springfield Savage double barrel, and I'm trying to get a new stock put on it. I've been online looking around.
Yeah.
And I have a question for you. When they list the stocks in, you know, through the different advertisements, do they usually include the foregrips on it?
You know, I don't know the question for the answer to that, Bruce.
with the way that gun sales have been the last couple months, a lot of these guys just don't even have time to get back to you.
That's true. Yeah. Why don't you give Clyde a call? And
okay.
I know Lawrence is usually there on Saturdays. He might be able to answer the gunsmith, and he's usually able to answer that question. Tell him you talk to me, and tell him you have a question. And get your model number and everything of the gun, and tell him what it is. And what do you say you need replaced on it?
I'm trying to replace the stock. It got cracked. I guess somebody tried to pop both barrels.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. So, you know, I want to match the foregrip up with the stock.
Well, sure, yeah. Yep, I understand
okay.
it. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thanks
right.
a lot.
That number is 410-242-6108.
Right.
And make sure you talk to Clyde or Bill and tell them that you talked to me and you want to talk to the gunsmith, and his name is Lawrence.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. And we got, who's up here? Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, listen, I'm a transplanted Marylander.
Yeah.
Born on the banks of the, not born on the banks, but raised along the Magadi River.
I know. You were a sharecropper, and yeah, okay, I got all that. All right, what's
up? At my age, I remember Lincoln, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, real quick, two things. I'm bringing my granddaughter down. Be her first trip, second trip to Maryland, actually.
Okay.
First time she should be on the water.
Yep.
I want to do a little bit of handline crabbing, mm-hmm. the old-fashioned way with chicken necks. Do I need a license for that? I'm 69 years old, and she's 5 years old.
If you do, it won't be much, a couple bucks.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd stop by the local. You know what? I don't think you do, but I don't have the numbers in front of me, but if you're listening, drop me an email. Can you do that, Tom?
Yeah, I'm on your website now. So.
Okay, when are you coming down?
I'll be in mid-July.
Oh, okay, we got plenty of time. Drop me an email, and I'll send you the regs.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay.
And next thing, your magazine, Maryland Loves Crabs. I just found it on the website. Can I get a hard copy anywhere? Or?
Yeah, when you come down, give us a call. We'll make sure we know where you are, or just shoot me your address. I'll be more than glad to send you one out.
Oh, I appreciate
yep.
Thank you so much.
No problem. You saw the one online, right? You were able to read the whole thing online?
No, I just clicked onto it here. I'm going to read it here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you were able to get the magazine open and all that stuff?
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you click on that picture of that magazine, that takes you away from that homepage and opens up the entire magazine. You can read the whole thing online.
Oh, okay.
But we're working, it says where it says view online.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're working on, the next one will be almost double that size, and we'll have that out here in a couple of weeks. And
that's what I heard you talking
yeah,
people about.
People will be able to pick up hard copies of that, but, you know, always keep a few reserve copies. But
any idea how the crabs might be running in mid-July down there?
I'm going to say it'll be semi-close to normal.
Okay.
But as of right now, with the weather and the conditions and everything else, it all depends, man. It all depends.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what may save us here, I think, is the cold weather, the cold water. I haven't heard of any the cow nose rays or anything like the puppy drum or anything in here yet. They may be, but I haven't heard any big numbers or anything about that. But when the water gets warm and we get a shed like we had last year, we had those little crabs all shed at the same time. And once they shed the first time, they were gone. But if you recall, our winter was so warm, the water was so warm, all the predators were here at the first shed. So those rays, those cow nose rays and those puppy drum, they swept through those grass beds and just cleaned them out. Yeah, so, you know, so, and striped bass, too, as well. So, all right?
All right, I appreciate it, and I enjoy listening to you guys.
Yeah, drop me an email, and I'll send you the regs on that. I don't think you do just for crabbing with a hand line or, you know, hand traps off, you know, just wherever. But you're limited to your catch. It's like a couple dozen crabs. And, again, I'm not looking at it right now, but...
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. The regulations. Hey, look, here's the deal, Tom. If you go online and you click on Maryland Loves Crabs, the regulations are in there.
Oh, okay.
They haven't changed.
Okay.
Okay, but still drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
I'll definitely do it.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com for anybody that would like to email me. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. There he goes. We do have to take a break, don't we? Let's talk to Brian and Towson, then we'll take a break. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing? Hello, Brian. Brian's gone. Okay. Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You, too, could win a great prize, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour, and now, through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation size fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, the Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center or check the fishing rule book or even visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov, or just check your fishing regulations. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Yeah, and Clyde Sports Shop. We mentioned them a couple times during the show. And you know, they do have full gunsmithing services. I just want to let you know that. They have reel repair if you want to get your reels fixed and you want to get new line on your reels, you can get that done. They are your full service hunting and fishing shop right here in Baltimore. That's right. So, Clyde Sports Shop has firearms for home defense, for, you know, self-protection, for hunting. They're your full-line Browning dealer. For example, if you're into, you know, sporting clays, you can pick up the 725 Satori over and under sporting shotgun. It has five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro length and forcing cones, and you can also get that for upland hunting, a field model if you like, and that's, you know, if you like to bird hunt or whatever, you can check that out. The BPS pump is available too. It's got bottom ejection and comes with choke tubes. You can get it in Mossy Oak camouflage if you like, and the X-Bolt rifles as well. But it's fishing season, so let's talk about that. Rockfish, trout, panfish, bass, live bait, crab bait, crabbing supplies, crab traps, crab steamers. You name it, they've got it at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Give them a call, 410-242-6108, Beltway exit, just off Beltway exit number 9. Hit the website, too, www.clydesports.com. Open 7 days a week. Give them a call. And the fishing hotline, by the way, 247-FISH.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Oh, I'm back already? Okay. Okay, let's talk to Brian in Annapolis on line two. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Hello?
Brian, yes.
Hey, so I'm just wondering, when it comes to a real criminal case, like, what number amount of people are you willing to look at before you're saying that it's a reasonable thing to look at this as a real case?
Hey, Brian, I have no clue what you're talking about, and next time don't change your name and call back second hour. See ya. Let's talk to Laura in Frederick. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Laura. She is our, what do we call you? Our social media coordinator. Is that correct?
There you go.
Yes.
That's correct.
Laura is the one that posts all of our Facebook notices for the Outdoorsman radio show, Maryland Loves Crabs, for Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and Ellis Outdoors LLC. Did I get them all?
Yes.
I did. Okay.
Are you going to add another one for me?
What's that?
I said, are you going to add another one for me?
No. We're going to keep it where we are, don't you think?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think four is enough to keep you busy.
For now.
Yeah. Laura?
Yes.
I understand, well, I know, you just started hunting last year. Now, you're a mom with a five-year-old and grew up in a hunting environment and just waited all these years. And we got to go hunting a couple times, huh?
Just a few.
For anybody that's a regular reader of Maryland Hunting Quarterly, we wrote an article about Laura called The Laura Factor in the spring issue. And we talked about Laura's entry into the world of hunting. You took your hunter safety course, right?
Yes.
Okay, where'd you do that?
I took it at the Isaac Walton League in Frederick.
Okay.
With Ben Kelke.
Ben Kelke, good guy. Big man.
And
hands.
Yeah.
I have big hands. Ben just envelops my whole hand when he shakes my hand. So he's a big guy. Yes, indeed. Good, big, friendly, giant guy. So. And?
That was early. I snuck in right at the end. I was able to pick up their last class. They had one more.
Yeah, September or October, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we hit the ground running pretty much.
Yeah, we did. We had permission to hunt a property in Frederick County, which worked out very well for Laura. Laura was able to take a couple white-tailed deer, one with a rifle, made a heck of a shot on it, and one with a muzzleloader in the late muzzleloader season, and learned to hunt a little bit out of a ground blind, and actually how to scout a little bit, how to find deer sign. Laura, with her 20 some years younger eyes than mine, is much better at picking up movement. But we got to see all kinds of cool stuff. We got to see turkeys, and we got to see hawks, and we got to see deer, and no bears or coyotes or any big predators, but we had a lot of fun. So
absolutely.
Yep.
And then now we're starting a new venture.
Oh yeah, you just got a bow the other day, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay. You picked up one of those. What'd you get? A craze?
a Mission Craze.
A Mission Craze, and that's a fully adjustable bow for which I like. And there's a lot of Mission and Matthews dealers around that have these bows. What a great bow for somebody who's starting out. The bow can change draw lengths and draw poundages, draw weights, as the hunter grows. So a kid who's, 12 years old with a 24-inch draw length can actually grow into a hunter with a, 28-inch draw length and a 50, 60-pound pull and have a lethal weapon in his hand. So you've got you've got a pink bow, right?
Pink camo.
Pink camo bow. Okay. All right. So, how are we doing on our Facebook pages? Are we doing okay? Are we getting a lot of people that like us?
We've got quite a few. We've got quite a following.
Yeah.
The more we get, the more we'll be able to do some interesting things.
Yeah.
Possible giveaways.
Oh. I don't want to give anything away. Yeah.
We got to get some...
More likes, huh?
More likes.
So if somebody goes to Facebook and types in Maryland Hunting Quarterly or Maryland Loves Crabs or Outdoorsman Radio Show, I mean, I don't know how it works. I guess is that how it works? Somebody goes in on Facebook and signs in and looks for us and then likes us, huh?
If they'd like to do a search, they can type in the full names.
Okay.
Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Outdoorsman Radio Show, and Ellis Outdoors LLC, and they will be able to find our pages.
Now, if they go to Ellis Outdoors and click on the little Facebook logo, and I don't know if this is right or not, does that take them right to the Facebook page?
Yes, it does.
So they go to ellisoutdoors.com, ellisoutdoors.com, and they click on the little Facebook logo on the Outdoors and Radio Show or Maryland Loves Crabs or Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Take them right there, right? Right to the website.
Correct.
Or right to the Facebook place.
Correct.
Oh, man. We're so hooked up. So when are you going to shoot your bow?
When it gets a little warmer. Start when it's warm.
Yeah, I know. Well, you don't want to go out there in the dark and shoot it. But
No, right. You don't want to go in the dark. Well,
no.
At some point. Well, no.
No. I mentioned Dee Rigsby last week at the end of the show. Had passed away, and the folks in Ocean City know her as the president of the Marlin Club Auxiliary, well known in Ocean City. And that was your husband's grandmother, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and you guys attended her memorial this week.
Yes, we did, and there was quite the turnout. She was quite the special lady, that's for sure.
I'm sure, no doubt. A lot of people knew her and worked with her over the years, and I know you guys flounderfished and crabbed with her, and so it's
learned quite a few things from her. That's for sure.
I'm sure you did. Well, that's what being open to the outdoors is all about. I mean, you got your fishing. You're fishing for flounder and crabbing from her, and we kind of worked together on the hunting part of things. And Laura asked me some very interesting questions from time to time, ladies and gentlemen, and we do our best to answer. But anything particular stick out in your mind, Laura, for the past hunting season? I mean, other than the fact that you got two deer?
Oh, wow. I don't tend to hold on to them very long. You know that.
I know. Yep. Well, you're still eating those deer, right?
I am.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. And the bacon wrapped tenderloins look pretty good to me.
Oh, those were pretty good.
Although you didn't invite me over, but that's okay.
Oh well, don't forget my husband's 6'2".
Yeah.
Did not last long.
Oh no, no. I'm sure that went away. So.
And of course. My son took care of the rest of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad they like it.
Oh, it was, yeah. It's a learning experience. My husband is new to preparing venison, so he has to, he's figuring out the ins and outs and what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, I'll tell your husband, like I tell all my listeners, when you're cooking venison, there's no marbled fat in the venison like there is with beef. You have to trim all the fat off the outside because it's tallow. It's what they make soap out of, like beef tallow. And it is not very good tasting. If you get that little yuck in the roof of your mouth, that's because you've left tallow in your venison. So trim all that out, even from between the segments of the steaks. Now, that being said, because there's no fallow, the fat, and it is tallow, there's no juice. So you got to cook venison with lots of moisture and usually at a little lower temperature because you don't want it to dry out again because there's no fat to caramelize. So what you're going to get is just a solid piece of high protein, low cholesterol venison there, but you don't want to overcook it. So you cook it with moisture, you cook it on low heat, whatever recipe you use. And if you cook it on the grill, you want to marinate it and you want to cook it low and slow. You don't want to you can fry it like a hockey puck. You're familiar with that term. You can cook it like a hockey puck and then nobody will be able to eat it. So you just got to remember how to prepare it. It's a little bit different than a big old steak. And I'm guessing you're learning that.
Yes. Okay. His first attempt was actually, I wouldn't even call it an attempt. It was actually really good.
On the grill?
Yes.
Good.
It was different for him, but
yeah.
At the same time, like you mentioned, I grew up in an outdoors family.
And yeah.
I was reintroduced.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And I was like, oh, this is what I'm used to.
Right.
This is a steak. Because I always had venison.
Yep.
I rarely had beef.
Yep. Our kids grew up on the same thing once I showed up, and they all, I know Heather and Eric, Eric doesn't do much anymore, but Heather and Jacob and Adam, I know they get Jacob's gotten two in the last 2 years, so they've learned to enjoy it as well. So it's good.
It is.
Yeah. So.
Wanted to answer a question for you.
Okay, what's the question?
One of Lou Albano's, of the many that he managed, one may have been Jimmy Snuka.
Yep, Jimmy Snuka.
Jimmy Snuka, and yep. He really stands out.
Was he Superfly? Was that his nickname?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, Superfly Snuka. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And he was also in a couple of Cindy Lauper's videos.
Oh, couple of them. Okay.
Yeah, but you were right on with the girls just want to have fun.
One of our listeners said that I guessed a Madonna video, so just.
It's okay.
I knew it was Cindy Lauper, but I don't, that wasn't my genre, so. As you can tell from our bumper music. Well, Laura, you've taken some courses at Isaac Walton League. You are now a range instructor, is that correct?
I'm a certified range safety officer.
Range safety officer, okay, good. So if anybody heads out to the Isaac Walton League in Frederick and is on the range, you might be there. They might get to meet you.
I may be there.
Yeah, cool.
I have also taken another NRA course, refuse to be a victim course.
Oh, that's great. Yep.
I am also now certified to instruct that course.
Beautiful.
As well.
So. Okay. Well, your background as a teacher certainly helps with that.
Yes.
And, we're looking forward to many good things with you in the future, so we'll see what happens.
Every day is like being in a classroom.
Yeah.
And I...
Well, with a five-year-old, it would be, yeah.
Right, and you know me. I mean, everything is a learning experience, and
oh yeah,
having a young son and myself growing up very near the outdoors, we may be relatively suburban now, but I'd like him exposed, and I see that more important now than anything.
Oh yeah.
Because as I'm older, I miss it more.
Well, you know,
expose it to the kids, even if they're not in it every day.
That's right. That's right. Make sure every experience is a positive one. And, whether it's just going out to explore, whether it's just going out to, look at the birds, go shed hunting, whatever it might be. And I just think it's great that you're bringing up. And Austin is not afraid. I mean, he just he's right into it. He's all about mom going hunting and eating the deer meat and the whole thing. So that's pretty cool.
Right. And I think our best thing was, you know, we took him shed hunting.
Yeah.
And we did not set him up for failure.
Well, that's part two.
You know, it can be few and far between.
Yeah.
But he's very proud of the one he found.
I'm sure he is. Yes, indeed. So
if you keep it positive especially for the kids that aren't exposed to it on a regular basis, they may be apprehensive at first.
Right.
I'm not going to lie, he did take a little convincing.
Oh, yeah.
But then once we were there, it was, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. And he hung with us. I mean, we walked, what, 2 miles?
Oh, probably.
At least. You walked a lot further than I did. You went further down the trail than I did. So, but anyway.
Yeah, it was definitely different for him.
Yep. Gotcha.
You don't realize that as an adult.
Yeah.
You know, how different it is. You don't just walk. There's not a house right next door.
Right. Hey, Laura, we got to take a break. Hang on.
All right.
All right. Hang on. All right. Let me tell you folks about, our buddy Papa John's Farm. That's my buddy Jim Schillinger, hunter, outdoorsman, farmer. Guy does it all. And I'll tell you what, if you enjoy gardening and you want a whole entire family that's dedicated to bringing you the best that your garden can produce, I like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. Huge place, eight or nine greenhouses, acres and acres and acres of land where they grow their own produce in Severn, just off I-97. Now, Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with absolutely beautiful plants and flowers, annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, and hanging baskets, too. Pansies, impatiens, petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. And don't forget, Papa John's Farm is the supplier of all your vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden after this cold weekend. Tasty tomatoes, squash, a variety of tomatoes, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers, herbs as well. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden, for your home, or even for your church. Why not buy the church a whole bunch of flowers for next Sunday service? Why not? Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
Our weather going to be improving as we head through this Memorial Day holiday weekend. We'll start out with breezy conditions here with a mix of clouds and sun today. The high 68, clear tonight 45. Tomorrow sunny, warmer 72. Sunday night clear 47. And for Memorial Day itself on Monday, we'll see lots of sunshine. Highs will be up into the middle 70s. Chance of some isolated thunderstorms come back as we look at the extended forecast for Tuesday into Wednesday. I'm Jason Beck from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Energy-efficient green homes are going mainstream. Builders are constructing more houses that not only generate their own energy, they make enough to sell back to the power grid. Green homes are constructed to lose as little energy as possible while adding renewable energy through solar panels. They have tightly insulated walls, a thick foundation, and triple-pane windows. Houses built this way need 90% less heating and cooling than normal ones, according to the Passive House Institute U.S. Green homes account for about 20% of new home construction, but researchers predict this will grow to as high as 38% by 2016. Experts say on average, green homes cost between 5 and 10% more than conventional houses. A green homeowner in Wisconsin reports that over the winter, special triple-pane windows capture enough of the sun's warmth to keep the house cozy even on 5-degree days. Regular window glass deflects the majority of this heat. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days free. Call 1-855-731-SITE. That's 1-855-731-SITE. 1-855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Hey, Fishing Tackle, Firearms, Fishing Report. It's all available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Don't forget, call that fishing hotline, 247-3474. 247-FISH for an up-to-date fishing report. Stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road or call the store, 410-242-6108. It's Clyde Sports Shop. Just off Beltway, exit number 9. And hit the website, too, www.clydesports.com.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Are we back? Cold. Well, that was quick. We still have Laura on the line from Frederick, Maryland, who's just a beginning hunter, basically. We've been helping her a little bit along the line and getting her started in her hunting adventure, hopefully the rest of her life. She's got a five-year-old and bringing him into it slowly. And Laura?
Yes?
We're out of time. Anything else you want to say in the minute remaining?
You emphasize a lot about mentoring.
Yeah.
You already know I'm not shy, so
no, you're
I
not.
Didn't hesitate to
no.
ask.
No, that's right.
But that doesn't mean that other people around you aren't hesitant to ask.
Right, exactly.
It's actually rather surprising that the number of people around me that were hunters that I had no idea, simply because they either didn't say anything or, you know, it was just something that they did, or they may be, you know, hesitant just for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But to anybody that may be interested, ask around.
Yeah.
Find clubs, find groups.
Yep.
Talk to your friends. Voice your interest. If you think somebody might be interested or you want to mentor somebody, ask around. There might be people interested in going. It's been, I mean, we're coming up on, what, half a year?
Yeah.
Of getting, you know, things together, and I'm already into the equipment.
Yep.
Looking forward to the next season.
Yep.
It's and, like
and,
a
and I'm only, you know, 45 years into it, so.
But...
And no, I'm still getting. I still
somewhere.
Buy stuff, huh?
I mean, you got to get your information somewhere. I mean,
yeah.
Just like this past week, you know, learning. People come and go quickly.
Oh yes, they do.
You know, there's so much more you can learn.
Yep, exactly right. Yep, it's just like, well, we you know we'll mention one more time. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we have to keep in mind the memory of the soldiers that fought for our way of life. You know, we have the freedom to go barbecue this weekend because somebody else paid the ultimate price on foreign soil fighting for our American way of life. So we want to honor our veterans. I know Dee was in the military.
Yes.
And for all you vets out there, a hearty, heartfelt thank you for your service. Very much. Make a veteran's day. If you see somebody in uniform, just walk up and say thank you for your service, and they understand, and you will make their day. So, Laura, thanks for joining us. Hope you can join us again. We got to get out of here. There's the music, the wrong music, but that's okay. Oh, Chris is a little rusty on the outdoorsman show, but that's all right. Hey, Laura, thanks for joining us. And what do I always say? Get out. Stay out and stay safe.
Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles.